Hoover to the south. To the south, and Center Point to the east, and North Birmingham to the north.
Okay, and where are the main offices of the big banks located?
Downtown.
Okay. Is there another section where most of the big office buildings are?
It's the Oxmoor section. That's the name of the road, but it's Oxmoor Village and Oxmoor, the Oxmoor Building, you know, stuff like that. And there's a lot of warehouses and banks located there.
Okay.
Large businesses.
And where are the oldest and largest stores and shops located?
Your oldest one would be downtown.
Okay, now are the best stores in that same area?
No.
Where are they?
Well, Western Hills Mall, which is right over here in Fairfield, and Brookwood Village,
mm-hmm.
which is in Homewood, and Eastwood Mall, which is East Birmingham. Century Plaza, which is East Birmingham. That's the main ones, the larger ones.
Okay. Now, are there neighborhoods here in Birmingham that can be identified with particular ethnic groups?
Yeah, definitely. By ethnic, you mean like upper class or religious?
Well, if I want you to tell me about the upper class, lower class neighborhoods. Also, if there are different religious neighborhoods, and in addition, black and white.
Okay, your higher class neighborhoods, you call it, you know, people that have the most money would live in Mountain Brook, Vestavia, Homewood, and there is, in this section of Fairfield, there's some high class section. And then your middle class run, Midfield, Ensley, East Birmingham, and Center Point is a high class section.
Mm-hmm.
And your low class would run North Birmingham, downtown Birmingham, as far as people and races of people,
mm-hmm.
and West End. Now, West End used to be a high class neighborhood, and this blacks started moving in, and out. Of course, you know, it was a race change, and the
mm-hmm.
whites started moving out, and it went down fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a rather rough section now, so it would be one of the major low class sections of the city.
Are there specific neighborhoods where the blacks live?
North Birmingham and West End.
Okay, and the very, very rich?
Mountain Brook and Vestavia.
Okay. And do any of these neighborhoods have their own financial sections or shopping areas?
Oh, yes. Fairfield has its own. It's a separate city,
mm-hmm.
but it's in the Birmingham, municipality of Birmingham, I guess you'd call it. And it has Western Hills Mall and a business section in downtown Fairfield, City Hall, and its police force and fire department.
Mm-hmm.
It's an independent city.
Okay. Are there any names for any of these places that an outsider might not recognize? If you were talking to a friend about an area?
Well,
slang terms?
Like you say, I've heard some people say, we're going to be driving through the ghetto, or the new ghetto. That would mean like going to the West End, which used to be a real, you know, nice section,
mm-hmm.
and that's terrible. And, you know, it's almost dangerous to drive through it at night. But that's one of the slang terms. If you thought somebody wasn't here, they wouldn't know where to start.
Mm-hmm. So that's called the new ghetto?
By some of my friends.
Okay. Let's see. Can you tell me about some of the well-known places in Birmingham, landmarks,
well,
parks?
I guess the most well-known would be Vulcan, which is on top of the mountain, the hill. And Arlington, with Antebellum Home.
Where
which
is that?
It's